Welcome to ESL Podcast English Cafe, episode 15. You're listening to English as a Second Language Podcast, English Cafe, number 15. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff McQuillan, coming to you from the Center for Educational Development in beautiful, sunny Los Angeles, California. On today's cafe, we'll talk a little bit about wasting time when you're working. We'll go over some things that the state of California is famous for. We'll answer some questions about carpet and radio call signs in the United States. And as always, we'll answer some questions. Let's get started. I saw an interesting article in the newspaper this past week. It was a survey of employees. And an employee, E-M-P-L-O-Y-E-E-S, someone who works for someone else. So it was a survey of workers in the United States, and it asked them how much time they waste at work. And to waste time, W-A-S-T-E, means that you are not doing what you are supposed to be doing, or You're relaxing. We also use the expression to kill time, K-I-L-L. To kill time means that I have extra time and I need to do something while I'm waiting for something else to happen. Well, wasting time is not something most employers, people who hire you to work at a job. That's not something they're looking for, I don't think. Well, the response was very interesting. It found that 37% of the time that people spent at work was wasted, according to their own reports. One of the things that people do, of course, is look at email and answer personal email. They'll look at different websites. There was another study that found that one out of every four, that is 25% of American workers, look at a blog every day, some sort of website blog. And of course, a blog, B-L-O-G, is when people put on the website their own personal comments and commentary. This, however, is not just a problem in the United States. In the article I was reading said that in a survey of 9 different countries, they found that about that same percentage, about 1/3 of the time, people say they are not really working. Maybe they're listening to ESL podcast instead of working. I don't know. Had a question from a listener about the states in the United States, and could I talk about what different states or parts of the United States are famous for? What people in the United States think about other states? Well, that's a good question. I thought I would start with California. Don't worry, I won't do all 50 states today. But I'll start with California. Well, California is famous in the United States and in many parts of the world as being the home of Hollywood. Hollywood is where movies are made here in Los Angeles, but Hollywood is an actual neighborhood in Los Angeles. It's a part of the city of Los Angeles. There isn't a separate city called Hollywood. It's part of the larger city of LA. However, when people talk about Hollywood, really they're talking about the movie industry and the television business, people who make movies and TVs, even if they don't work in that one neighborhood. So, for example, I live about 2 miles from Sony Studios, which is not located in the neighborhood of Hollywood, but is very famous for being a Hollywood company. California is also famous for its beaches. The most famous beach is probably Venice Beach in Los Angeles. Venice, like the city in Italy, V-E-N-I-C-E. The beaches in Los Angeles are, and Southern California, are also very famous. The third thing I think California is famous for other people who don't live in California, people from other states, they think California people are a little strange, a little weird, a little different. California is made up of, consists of mostly people from other states, not people who were born here and lived here their whole life. And of course, there are immigrants from all over the world, but there are also many what you might call migrants from other parts of the United States, people who migrated. To migrate, M-I-G-R-A-T-E, means to move inside a country from one part to another. Well, I, for example, am a someone who has come from another state. But California has the reputation of being a little strange, being involved in, interested in more different types of, I guess I could say, religions and physical activities. There's an old expression that California is the land of fruits and nuts. When we say something is the land of, we mean that's where you will find fruits, of course, apples and oranges, that's a fruit. Nuts are things like peanuts and walnuts, little hard parts of a plant. But there is another meaning for fruit and nut. When you say someone, a person is a nut, or a person is a fruit or a fruitcake, you mean they are a little strange, a little weird. And that is the reputation that California has. And I don't know if it's right or not. I think there's some truth to it, though. I think there is some truth to that reputation. I had a question from Alessandro in Italy. He had spent some time in the United States, and there were a couple of things that he wanted to find out about. One was why carpets were so popular in American houses. A carpet, C-A-R-P-E-T, is like a big rug, R-U-G. It's something, however, that covers the whole floor. And it is true that I think carpets are very popular in the United States. I have a carpet in my house. I grew up in a house that had carpeting. For me, I think many Americans think that carpets are more comfortable, maybe a little warmer, especially if you live in a cold place like Minnesota, where I am from originally. But I think also carpets many years ago were expensive. And so only rich people could afford them. But as they become as they became less expensive, as the price went down, people, I think, perhaps associated, thought about, well, if I have a carpet, that means I'm doing pretty well in the world. That's one possible explanation, though honestly, I don't know if that's true, but I'm going to make a guess. And if you have another answer to that, please email me and let me know what you think. Another question Alessandro had, quick question. He noticed that the television stations in the United States and the radio stations in the United States, as in other every country, have certain call signs. And a call sign, C-A-L-L, sign, S-I-G-N, two words, the call sign are the letters that identify that station, that TV or radio station. So, for example, here in Los Angeles, we have KNBC, and we have KCAL. Usually the television and radio stations have four letters. Well, there's a little bit of history to this. The United States, like most countries, is part of an international agreement. It's called the International Telecommunications Union. And they agree, they divide up these letters among different countries. So in Mexico, for example, the letter X is used for radio stations and television stations. In the United States, there are two letters used, K and W. And the difference between K and W is where you live. Everyone who lives, all of the radio and television stations that are east of the Mississippi River. Now imagine the United States. If you divide the United States in just about in two, in the middle, that's the Mississippi River that divides the U.S. from Minnesota, where it begins, all the way down to New Orleans, Louisiana, where it ends. That's the Mississippi River. Well, everything east of the Mississippi River has a W. So if you go to New York or Washington, D.C., or Boston, all of the radio and TV stations will be W, WCCO, WNBC, WABC. Every station that is west of the Mississippi River is a K. So here in Los Angeles, all of the radio stations begin with K and the television stations. Now, it was kind of funny because I grew up in the state of Minnesota, and the Mississippi River actually goes in the middle of two big cities in Minnesota, Minneapolis and St. Paul, the capital. So some of the radio stations had a K and some of them had a W, depending on which side of the Mississippi River they were. Actually, not a lot of people in the United States know that what I just told you about the K and the W. So you probably can tell an American a little bit about his or her own country if you ever meet one. You might ask them if they know the difference between the K and the W. I'd be surprised if very many people do. But that is why we have those different letters. It depends on where you live. Now let's take a quick question. Dayamik, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing your name correctly, Dayamic. He's originally from Cuba, from the country of Cuba, but now lives in Florida. He wants to know the difference between yet, Y-E-T, and still, S-T-I-L-L. For example, in the question, is he here yet? Is he here still? What's the difference? Good question. When you say, is he here yet? You are saying he's not here right now. You are expecting him to be here. So is he here yet means he wasn't here before, and you're asking if he's here now. If you say, is he here still, you're saying that this person was here. He was already here, and you were expecting them to leave. So if someone says, are you still here, what they're really saying is, why haven't you left yet? You're here, but I don't expect you to be here. Perhaps I was hoping that you would not be here. So yet means the person is not there, but you're expecting them. And still means the person is there, and you are expecting them to leave. So thank you, Diamic, for that question. Well, that's all we have time for on today's cafe. As always, visit our website at eslpod.com for more information about our podcast. We're going to be giving away a special podcast about learning English, and I will tell you more about that on the next English Cafe. So listen on Thursday for that. From Los Angeles, I'm Jeff McQuillan. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on the English Cafe. ESL Podcast English Cafe is written and produced by Dr. Jeff McQuillan. This podcast is copyright 2006 by the Center for Educational Development.